God. So good to have you all on the call this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're tagging this day as Mountain Moving Monday. We're moving mountains, mountains of doubt, drama, fear, lack, discouragement, sickness, depression. So with that in mind, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you've given us another week to come into this week with praise and thanksgiving, honoring you, O God, realizing that it is you, it's in you that we live, move, and have our very being. It is you, Lord, that brought us here this morning, Lord God. And this morning we are saying we are moving mountains today. We're moving mountains of lack. We're moving mountains of fear. And we're moving mountains of depression and all those things that's not in you, Lord God. We are standing, taking a stand and realizing, Father, that with you all things are possible, because you told us in your word, Lord God, that whatever we speak, when we speak to the mountain and say, be ye removed, it has to go. So we are calling it done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for every caller on this call this morning, that you're blessing them, you're keeping them, you're protecting them from all harm and danger. We realize, Lord God, that you have angels around them, Lord God. Use them this day and the days to come to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. Father God, we say we will cast our every care upon you, because we know you care for us. We love you, God. We thank you for Artists International and Papa Diaz de Leon, Lord God. And it's because of this company that we're coming together this day, Lord God. We thank you for blessing this company and blessing everyone that's pertaining to it and in their businesses, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a work in our Minister Kai, Lord God, who's going to bring forth a word to us this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for pouring in her, Lord God, that we open our ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to us, that you be glorified, the body be edified, and the church, Lord God, will come together in unity. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We bless your name, we honor you, and we call it all in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. And now I will turn it over to our host this morning. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
God, to God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he is doing. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for seating us and greeting us on this Mountain Moving Monday. And we thank God for you. We thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, at this time, I want to welcome each and every single one of you, God morning, to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, we welcome you to the Master's Call. And as you have dialed in this morning, we hope that you know that the mission statement for this call is that when you dial in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we have already went to God in prayer, and truly we serve an amazing God. I thank God that he allowed for each of us to come back, and I just want to give a shout out right now, because we have been celebrating through the weekend our prayer general, Minister Robin. Her birthday was this past Saturday, and so we say happy, happy, happy birthday from the Master's Call family to our prayer general, Minister Robin Wilson. And so if you're just visiting us for the first time, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And when you go on there, you'll see some words of encouragement. You'll see our bios for our speakers, and then you could also go back and see that all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call, which was October the 25th of 2010. If you are interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you would like to participate in the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference, you have a praise report, a prayer request, or you may just have a question, but we invite you to utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And that's immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. So make sure you go ahead and dial into the morning motivational call where the love train is moving, and we will definitely look forward to hearing you on the line there. If you are an artist entrepreneur, please check your back office. There are so many great things happening in Artists International, so many great super Saturdays that happen this weekend, and hopefully you will make sure that you are in the house at any upcoming artist event, which leads me to the Artist Empowerment Conference, which will be taking place October the 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd in the Bahamas. So please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com. Again, www.artistempowermentconference.com. So that is it for our announcements at this time, and now it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. This phenomenal woman that I am getting ready to bring to the line right now is definitely not a stranger to the TMC family. She has jumped in, and she has been moving to build the kingdom of God. She is a mother of Christopher, who is a successful college student. Young man in training, doing great things for God. She is soon to be ordained as a minister, and I am so, so excited for her and what God is doing in her life. She is an artistpreneur. She is an engineer by trade, but I'm just telling you, God is doing great things in her. And one thing that I can say about her is she keeps it real. She is kind, she is affectionate, and she is very intelligent. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Minister Kai Brown, all the way from the GA. Minister Kai Brown, are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting the people, and what an amazing job of hosting you've done, Minister Tiffany. And, of course, always giving honor to our co-host and co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. You know, I don't take it lightly when given the opportunity to come before the people of God, because he cares for and he loves his people. So when you speak to them, when we are given the opportunity to say, thus says the Lord, we can't take it lightly. So we just want to ask God, I just want to ask him to remove me, move Kai out of the way so that the people of God hear him clearly. Less of me and more of you, none of me and all of you, Father, that I may do what you have ordained for this time in this hour. So today we're going to have a message that's not going to be one of them hoopla, hooping and hollering messages. Today's message is going to make you stop and think. I know it did me when he gave it to me. Make you really see God. Make you see him in everything that you do, in every situation, and in every circumstance. So we're going to go to Zechariah 4, and we're going to start at the 6th verse. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor but power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstones to shout of God, to shout of God bless it, God bless it. Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the temple. his hand will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dare despise the day of the small things, since the seven eyes of the Lord that range throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstones in the hands of Zerubbabel? So today's message is entitled, What is Your Zerubbabel Task? Now, let me give you a little background, because I know not everybody knows who Zerubbabel was. Zerubbabel was the governor of Jerusalem, and his task was to rebuild the temple. Now, this was at the same time as Nehemiah, and he faced the same type of opposition that Nehemiah did. So I'll ask you this morning, what is your Zerubbabel task? What has God given you to do that seems impossible in human hands? But he tells us in Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So now we see the people living in the land at the time did not want to see the temple rebuilt. They were not all believers because, as you know, Israel and Judah had been sent into exile and they were just beginning to come back into the land of Jerusalem. So the people around them did not want a mighty God. They didn't know anything about God. They were not looking to have this temple rebuilt, just like in the opposition that Nehemiah faced. Outsiders were trying to scare the people away. They were stealing supplies. They sent thugs to frighten them and other worldly preoccupations to distract them from the task God had given them. So my question to us is, what is the world, those not in the kingdom, using to scare, overwhelm, and distract us from our Zerubbabel task? Fear is a tool that the enemy uses more times than not to hinder us from focusing on what God has given us to do, our Zerubbabel task. So when we get into fear, God gives us an escape in his word. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So when fear comes, we can't sit there and ponder it and turn it over in our heads, because the more we focus on our fear, the more fearful we'll become, the more we give that fear place in our lives. So when the enemy tempts you with fear, what do you do? You do what Jesus did when he was tempted after his 40 days. He spoke the word. He didn't sit there and ponder what the enemy was saying. When he said, you know, when the enemy came and said, oh, I'll give you all of this, you know, you can have whatever you want to eat or drink, I'll give you everything you need, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but out of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when that fear comes up, you speak 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. So you speak to that fear. You don't let that task that God has given you, although looking impossible for humans, we know that all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. So we don't look to human hands. We don't look to ourselves to get it done. We look to God because he is there. He has our back. He's going to keep us moving forward as long as we keep our eyes stayed on him. So we have to make sure that as we're walking through whatever task or whatever experience we are in at that time, that we are looking to God, because he tells us, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So again, you know, the enemy will come, and in this case, they were stealing the building supplies. But what does that look like for us in our day and time? What will they steal from us to get us off task, to get us to lose focus? The enemy will come and steal our peace, our joy, and he will try to even steal our lives, because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. We can't be mad at him for doing it and doing it well. But we know that, again, God does not leave us there. He does not leave us to wait and figure it out. He does not allow us, if we focus on him, to allow the cares of this world to consume us. He tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So if we're focused on God and his kingdom, then our joy and our peace will be in God, not in the things of the world, not in the cares of the world. So we have to focus on what God has given us to do. That Zerubbabel task is there for a reason. See, God needs us to be dependent on him, not to be dependent on ourselves, not to look to be able to do it in our own strength. But again, Zechariah 4:6, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. But God continues, and he continues to move one step further, because he tells us in Zechariah 4:7, "What are the mighty mountains before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstones to shout, God bless it, God bless it." So even the mighty mountains became level ground for Zerubbabel because he focused on God. God was telling him, focus on me. Look to me. Don't worry about what's going on outside. Don't let the cares of the world come and smother your joy. Look to me, and I will give you everything that you need to accomplish this task. See, rebuilding the temple was no small task. It had been completely destroyed. Because Israel was so disobedient, God had to take everything from them. Don't be Israel. Don't make God break you down to the point where he has to take it all and then rebuild you. See, it's not impossible for God. It may be impossible for us, but it is not impossible for God. So when we look at the task that he's given us, we can't get scared. We can't become confused. But as always, God gives us his guidance. So when we're looking at being about God's business, we have to know that we know that we know that he is in control. See, because if we're about his business, then he will be about ours. We know that God cares for us. He tells us throughout his word how much he cares for us. So we have to focus on the things of God. We have to see him in every situation. You know, just a moment of transparency. For me, my Zerubbabel task was getting over the loss of a child. See, no parent should ever lose a child. But I had to focus on God. I had to depend on him, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So it's not something you get over, but because I'm focused on what God has for me to do, because I'm focused on the task that he gives me, he allows me to walk through this process every day, still having his joy, still having his peace, still being about his business, because it's not by my power, it's not by my might, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So we have to make sure that we are always focusing on the things of God. So again, I say to you, if you're about God's business, he will take care of all of yours. Philippians 4:19 assures us of that when it states, "My God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now, I made that personal. It actually reads, "God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." See, but I have to make God's word personal for me. See, I have to make God's word apply to Kai, and I have to make that thing personal, just like my relationship with Daddy God has to be personal so that I can walk through the things that the world are going to attack you with. And please understand, you are going to come under attack. When God has given you a task, the enemy is going to do everything that he can to get you to become unfocused. He's going to throw the cares of the world. He's going to throw sickness and disease. He's going to throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink, if that's what it takes to make you lose focus. See, but God tells us that we don't have to worry about the enemy. If we are saved and we have taken and accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then the enemy can't hurt us. He can attack. He can come at us, but he can't destroy us because we belong to God. And we know we've read the back of the book and we win. So we just have to stay in the moment and stay focused on the task that God has given us. God wants each of us to see that we are his and to continue to press forward in whatever our Zerubbabel task is. So as you begin to focus on the task that God has given you, you have to look forward and look past all the things the enemy is trying to do. And believe me, he's not going to make it easy. He's not going to just say, okay, I'm just going to let him have this and we're not even going to worry about him. Because that's not, he can't do that. He can't do that. That would be outside of the enemy's character. And we know that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Well, okay, say, okay, well, how does that happen? What does that look like? Well, we know the word in Psalms 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, they and all that dwell in it. So wait a minute. God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Well, what are God's riches? Well, the whole earth is his and everything and everyone that's in it. So his riches are endless. We got to stop saying the sky is the limit. No, that's putting handcuffs on God. The sky is not the limit. God has no limits. So as we focus on the task he gives us, we must realize that the deeper we delve into him, the more into him we get, the easier the task becomes. I didn't say it was going to be simple. It's going to be easier. Simple means that, oh, we can just do it without even thinking about it. No, 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 no. The task is going to be difficult because that's the enemy's job. But the Zerubbabel task says, and he gave him this task knowing that humanly it wasn't going to be possible to rebuild the temple. It was going to take an act of God. So what was that act of God? He dealt with the people around them. He said, okay, I'm not going to let you mess with my people. Not only am I going to have Zerubbabel lay the foundation, but he is going to be the one to bring it to fruition. This whole thing is going to happen through him because it's what God said. And he used Zechariah to encourage his people by giving him a word. Zechariah was a prophet. So God spoke through him to give the people the word, to give them the ability to see that it wasn't really going to have to happen in and of their own strength. And again, I go back to Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. See, God can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have limitations. There are no handcuffs. But the only handcuffs that get put on God are the handcuffs that we put on him ourselves. We limit God because our minds can't see. We don't have the vision to continue, you know, to go higher and higher and grow. You know, look at your business. Where's your business? Is it because it lacks vision? Does it lack you stepping out and taking your business as your Zerubbabel task? Is your artist business just there? Or are you really pushing for president? We're in a push for president. I know I am. And my Zerubbabel task in this is to be consistent. Is to continue to do the work required, not in my own strength, again, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I have to follow what God has given me for my business. And that may look completely different than it does for anyone else and their artist business. But if you press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, God will do the exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that works in you. So I'll ask you again, what is your Zerubbabel task? And are you focused on God or are you focused on the cares of the world? Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Wow, what a powerful and profound straight from the throne room message, Minister Kai. Thank you so much for challenging us today and to ask us what path are we really on. So let us go to God in prayer, and I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction for this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And, oh, God, we just thank you for this another day that you have made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in, God. For many did not make it, but we are some of the ones who did. So we thank you, God, that we woke up into a new day with new possibilities, with new opportunities, with new healing, with new grace, with new mercy, God, with new love, Father. And we thank you that you love us unconditionally, oh God, that it does not stop with whatever we did wrong, Father, but you continue to love us, Father. So search our hearts and search our minds right now, God, and if there's anything in us that is not of you, we ask that you will remove it right now. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us, Father, and whatever your will is for our lives, God, that is what we want to do on this Mountain Moving Monday, Father. So I speak to the mountains, Father God, that have been hindering us. I ask them to be removed right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak healing on this line right now in the name of Jesus. So any pain, Father God, that has kept us back, I speak to it right now and say, go in the name of Jesus. Father, any relationships that have hindered us from what we need to do, God, I speak now and say, let them go right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And for any lack, Father God, that we experience in our lives, I speak now and say, let it go in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak healing and deliverance right now because your word says that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want for anything. So that means that all of our needs have been supplied, God, and we thank you right now in advance. Even when we don't see it, we know that it's there, God, because you said it. We just have faith of a mustard seed, God, just a little bit of faith that you would do mighty things. So we thank you for the greater and for the new things that you're doing for every Super Saturday that happened this weekend. We thank you, God. We thank you for traveling grace, Father God, that you allow to protect us and get us to and from safely. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Artists International, and I thank you for the founders. I thank you for the products. I thank you for health and prosperity and wealth, Father God, that you allow us to have, Father. I thank you for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, Father. I pray that you would continue to speak to them. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And as we go through this day, God, we go along with you. We ask you to take the wheel, and we will rise in the back seat and follow you, God, because we know that we're going to follow you to greater and new horizons. So we thank you, God, right now. We praise you. We celebrate you. We honor you, and we love you. And these things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the pin code 957-677 pounds. Share this message with someone today and let them be blessed as you have been blessed this morning. Remember, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the pin code 539598 pounds. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be, and we will hear you on this line at this dividing appointed hour again on tomorrow, God willing. Minister Kai, can you please come back and give us our benediction for the day?
Yes, Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Zechariah 4:6, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Father God, we thank you for this time together. We want to close this call and leave this call, but never your presence, knowing that you are more than able to help us through, to guide us through whatever task you give us. So we surrender and submit to your will, your guidance, and your desire for our lives. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and be those ministers in the marketplace Bye-bye.